of guests joining me live in studio. Some of the cast from this week's production of Hello Dolly, this year's Star Valley High School Musical, and some of the seniors in this year's production, including Brock Hatterley, Dewey Collard, Ammon Baird, and Olivia Burnham, also assistant director Gina Fulmer in studio today. Hey, everybody, how's it going today?
It's going good. Awesome. Glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, we're going to talk to the students here in just a few. Gina, we got to have you introduce the students and tell us who you got.
Duke, I am so excited to introduce these guys because, frankly, talent. They're so amazing and it's so great. Before I introduce them, I do not want to forget and say, remember, Tammy Nielsen is the brains behind this whole business. She couldn't be here today because she's always busy in third grade right now, but that Tammy, that woman has an encyclopedia knowledge of musicals. She
lives and breathes it.
She lives and breathes and dreams it. You know, this is all Tammy. She is fabulous and we're just happy to be her support staff. But these wonderful kids that we have, Dewey, Olivia, Ammon, and Brock, we love them. They've all been in the musical all their years of high school. We love these kids, and their talent is just impeccable. Yep. They're amazing.
When you told me who was coming in, I thought, seasoned veterans.
I think you even said, bring in the dream team, are you? I'm like, yeah, we are, Duke.
The All-Stars. So let's start with Dewey Collard then. Dewey is Dolly, if I understand correct. Dewey, how's it going today?
Good. How about you?
Awesome. So, all right, tell me about Dolly. And for those that aren't familiar with Hello, Dolly, obviously, you're Dolly. Who's Dolly? What's this play about?
So, Dolly Levi is a matchmaker in Yonkers, New York, and her husband passed away a few years back, and she's just been lonely the whole time. And so, she ends up falling in love with Horst Vandergelder, who she set up for marriage with another girl, Irene Malloy. But she wants Horst, so she's going to try to sabotage everything between Irene Malloy and Vandergelder so that she could get him. Basically, yeah.
And there's the plot, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
All right. So how was it for you trying to encapsulate Dolly then on stage?
It was pretty fun. Like, I, researched the time period so I could get, how things would have been for Dolly then. Because coming from the 21st century to, the 1800s, it's completely different lifestyles. And so I got to, research what her life would have been like and then completely make the character my own.
Excellent. So that's Dewey Collard, the role of Dolly for this year's production. You mentioned some of the names in there, right, as well. And I believe, let's see, is it Horace, right? Brock Hatterley is Horace. Tell us about Horace,
yes,
Brock.
Yes, so I am a half a millionaire from Yonkers, New York, and I'm just, I guess, a grump that needs a woman in his life, too.
But because of that money, he's very, very eligible. So Dolly's been trying to set him up with these women, but all in the back of her mind saying, that grump's for me.
Mm-hmm.
So
my character is very, I guess, he's pretty mean to everybody. At the end, I get trashed on a lot, but I think it's funny. I'm kind of like the villain of the story. But yeah, he basically is going through this level in his life where Dolly's trying to find him a woman to do everything for him.
A grump with a heart of gold, yeah. Brock, though. You're awesome. Yeah.
So, Brock, you along with the others in here spent a lot of time on stage. What was this musical like for you preparing, and how did it differ maybe from previous musicals?
How it compares from different musicals, I feel like this year's been pretty laid back because my character isn't really the kind of person. Well, he is 54 years old, so he's not going to be jolly and dancing around the stage and stuff like that. But I do have a lot of lines and moments where my character is very, very funny. And I think that this year has been great to improve my acting chops and act with these wonderful people.
So. Excellent. Also in studio this morning is Olivia Burnham. Olivia also has spent 100 million years on stage. I mean, you're always on stage, it seems like. Always performing, Olivia. So tell us about the character of Irene. Who is Irene?
So Irene Malloy is a widow. She's around 30 years old, and she owns a hat shop. She gets set up by Dolly with Horace because he's really rich. And she basically she lost her husband, who she loved very much, and she just wanted to settle down again. She didn't really believe in love until Cornelius Hackle came into her shop one day, and a lot happened, but pretty much they had to go out to dinner in the end, and they fall in love, and it's a pretty great story, actually. I love playing her part.
That's that, right?
Yeah.
So what is the rehearsal schedule been like for you? I mean, Brock said it's been pretty laid back, but I realize that's kind of a very open statement because you guys have been working your guts out for a long time on this.
Yeah, so I have been in a lot of rehearsal time. We have a lot of dance numbers, and this is my first year playing like an actual part. I've never really had any lines before, so that has been kind of a challenge for me, but I think I did pretty good, but...
She's amazing, and this is what I have to say about Olivia. There's a song in the... Tammy and I always joke about this. There's a song that she sings that is so good, and we don't like it in the movie or other things, but when Olivia sings it, Tammy and I love the song, and you guys will too. It's beautiful.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, also in studio, Ammon Baird, Cornelius, right, Ammon? Tell us about the character of Cornelius. It sounds like you get matched up with Irene a little, huh?
Yeah, so I'm just Van de Gelder's chief clerk at his hay and feed business. I'm 33 years old. I'm super innocent, never been out of Yonkers, New York. So it's super fun to kind of just embrace my inner child and just kind of be a dork on stage. It's really fun.
He does it well.
It's really great. Yeah, I end up leaving New York, Yonkers, I mean, and then going to New York and meeting Irene and falling in love. So
very cool.
The opposite of, because Brock said Horace is kind of laid back and the old guy. Cornelius is the exact opposite. He runs, jumps all over the stage. You'll see, Ammon.
So
he's fabulous.
It fits well, right? Yes. I mean, it fits well, right, Ammon? Tell me more about this year's musical as a whole, Ammon, preparing for it. Maybe more musically. We haven't talked about it. It is a musical, right? We've mentioned a couple of the songs. Tell us about the music of this production.
If you guys have seen WALL-E, Put On Your Sunday Clothes in this one, and that's this solo that I sing at the very beginning of Put On Your Sunday Clothes. It's a pretty fun solo, and it's been something that's been a little bit musically challenging for me. It's a little bit higher in my range, and so it's been nice to work with it and get better at singing it, so it's been a blast.
Excellent, excellent. So in studio this morning, Stravati High School seniors Dewey Collard, Brock Hatterley, Olivia Burnham, and Ammon Baird in studio, also Assistant Director Gina Fulmer. Gina, maybe speak more to the rehearsal schedule that these guys have gone through to get ready for this weekend.
Tryouts were in December, the middle of December. We started with rehearsal right after Christmas break ended, the day back to school. There we were every night, 4 till 6. But then the last, 4 to 6, the weekends these guys have come in. They put in a lot of time on the set and props and lots of different things. But the last couple of weeks we've been at the school right after school until 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, you know, just getting it all tuned in and, you know, dialed in for the musical.
Absolutely. Now, of course, these four seniors are going to be on stage as some of the stars, but
absolutely.
How many students are involved in this thing altogether?
I am so glad you asked, because it takes so many kids. We have 78 kids in our cast. We have 17 kids in the tech crew that help us with lights and sound. Dane Hepworth is the advisor who's over the lights and sound. Tyson Balls is amazing. He does our set. He always knocks it out of the park, that Tyson. He does a great job. Jen Collard is new this year, helping us with costumes, and this year has been a lot. 78 kids to costume for at least 2 costumes, sometimes 3. It's a lot of work in the behind the scenes, and not to mention Tammy. And the what you're gonna just love the auditorium when you walk in. Once again, it's just beautiful. It's all just... Tammy's amazing.
Absolutely.
She does a great, great job with it.
No question, no question. All right, so showtimes.
Showtimes. We have got this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, each night at 7 o'clock, with an additional matinee on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Hey, I know as well as anybody, it is so nice to stay at home and curled up with Netflix and a blanket and stay home, but you guys want to get out for this. You definitely do. Bring your, you know, bring your family. Admission is free. Bring everybody and come. We do accept donations, but no, just come. Come and enjoy the show. You're going to come on Thursday night, and you're going to like it so much, you're going to come back again.
Absolutely.
So come on out.
I've never, ever once in my life regretted going to the High School Musical.
Live theater is just something that you can't reproduce. It's just wonderful.
All right. Hello, Dolly. Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 with a Saturday matinee at 1 o'clock. And again, Brock Hatterley, Dewey Collard, Ammon Baird, Olivia Burnham in studio. You guys, anything else you want to mention about the musical? Why should people come to the musical? What do you think, Brock?
It is the most ambitious show I think I've ever seen in the high school. It is amazing.
Wow. Yeah, this is the coolest set I think we've ever had in all my 4 years of high school. Like, it's absolutely incredible.
The set is huge. The set decoration is amazing. Olivia, what else?
Come see it.
What else do you need to hear?
There you go. There
it is. All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming in. Ammon, any final words?
It's a blast. There's so much dancing. It's going to be fun. So.
Perfect. All right. 7 o'clock Thursday, Friday, Saturday with 1 o'clock Saturday matinee. And Hello Dolly, this year's Starbody High School Musical, free to attend. It's the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network.